Always tease, but never put out. Fucking bitch. I so badly want to be liked. Scratch that. I want to be loved. I want her to love me. Scratch that. I want her to leave. I want her to scratch that. Scratch that itchy itch of my swollen brain. It's only awful because the muse looks just like me. Dirty fingernails and gummy smile, but she sparkles the way only a beautiful woman can. A beautiful woman is a car crash. Shiny asphalt and smoking rubber, melted plastic and metal edges, glimmering glass shrapnel iridescence scattered across the road. Haphazard beauty. Dignified and slightly terrifying. The car radio flips from AM to FM. The doors are locked and I'm trapped inside. My head bobs against the airbag. It's calming, like a mother's bosom. I would imagine, at least. My mother was full-breasted, but loud-mouthed and sarcastic, and raised her babies out of our colic with camaraderie. She didn't hold me close to the muffled beating of her heart beneath the department store sweater. She didn't breastfeed. The nature and the nurture in my sternum are arguing now. My shoulders are held together by two rubber bands pulled tight in a schoolboy's hands, and sometimes I feel like my spine will unfold and explode like a jack-in-the-box doll. I can't carry all this weight, so I must put it somewhere, and somewhere is with you. You will take good care of it. I want to walk away from my bones and set them down on a counter like my keys after work. Let my skin sink into the armchair and lose its shape, lose its form, collapse into a sigh. I see all things in this world as more beautiful than I, and I spin the details of their atoms in every paragraph and brushstroke. I wish I had 11 hands with 55 fingers so I could paint and write and fuck and feed and grab, grab, grab everything. I want it all. It must be mine. I want to walk away from the burgundy bags under my eyes and the periwinkle veins in my hands. I hope you'll stay. Oh, I hope you'll stay. But I would leave me too, if I could. Due date. I was born 5 weeks early. I couldn't wait to join the rest of the world, and that is exactly the moment my enthusiasm ceased. The nurses tried to take me so my mother could sleep, but she refused to let me go. I'm sure ultimately I ended up in a common room for newborns. And I'm sure, ultimately, I laid there comparing myself to the other babies, wondering if I were as smart as they were, or as funny, or as beautiful. The average baby weighs 8 pounds. I weighed 5. The average baby is 20 inches long. And I was 14. And it was on my first day on Earth that I realized I didn't measure up, and I never would. I want to be a writer. It is not a want. It is not a wish. It's simple. A demon waiting at the foot of your bed to grab your ankles while you sleep. It's a gnat burrowing into your ear and laying eggs behind the socket of your eye. It's sitting in your own filth for days, staring at the shower across the room while the minutes become hours. It's 6 months since you've talked to your dad and whining like an infant to your lover, begging to be spit-shined like a piece of silverware. I've given so much to the page, please tell me I'm not worthless. It is not a desire. It is a clenched jaw and an aching back and a disposition to spite everything around you. To find the world not worthy of your words and find yourself unworthy of the world. It is towering arrogance that says, let these passages be free in an existence that will cherish and worship them. It is a terrible self-loathing that sends your teeth sinking into your lips. It's a gut pushed out and shoulders slumped. And a sneaking suspicion that everything you see is altered through your gaze. They cry, but I want to be a writer. And my head hangs. You are asking to be shot square in the head. You know not what you seek. You ask for bleeding brains and carnage that stains your pillowcase. You ask for jelly in the place of the cartilage in your spine. You ask for kindness that is never returned. You wish to burn alive in the flame of a love unrequited. It's simple. Right. Homemaker. Listen to that cool, cool water run. Never been good at being alone.